Julie, ever tell you about my cousin Shermie? Never said anything till he was 9 years old.
No, I never heard about that one.
This is a true story. It amazed medical science. This young boy never said anything till he was 9 years old. All of a sudden, one day, he comes down for breakfast. My Uncle Max looks at him. He says, cereal cold. My Uncle Max says, what'd you say? Cereal cold. He says, Shermie, for 9 years, you didn't say anything. How come all of a sudden this morning you say cereal cold? Shermie says, well, up till now, everything's been all right.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Hi there.
Hey, Freddie. I was wondering if you could go to the Sadie Hawkins dance with me Saturday night.
Saturday night?
Yeah.
Well, you see, I'm not sure if I might be free then, you know? See, I might have to stay home and wash my hair.
Okay, Freddie. You got two choices Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Either you go to the dance with me, or you go to the hospital alone.
I love to take you to a dance anytime.
I thought so.
Hey, let me get this straight now. Any girl can ask any guy out on Sadie Hawkins Day.
That's right.
You got it,
Anna.
I see.
Hi, boys. Ready for the dance Saturday night?
Juan, here, I wrote this note for you.
Let's check it out.
Come on, man. What's your name?
Come on. Sorry.
No,
come on.
It's
for me.
Hey, what's going on?
Epstein got a note.
So, big deal. Epstein's always got a note. When he was born, he had a note explaining why he was late.
Yeah, but Mr. Carter, this is a note to Epstein.
Oh, wait. If there's no to Epstein, then it's Epstein's own personal property. Unless he wants to share it with us.
Hey, you guys are my friends, right? Come on, let's check it out. Come on, what does it say? Dear Juan, roses are red, violets are blue. My kid wants to date a Puerto Rican Jew. Signed, Juanita Levine's mother.
Yeah, looks like you got a day, Juan. Okay, come on, sit down.
Let's
take 10 to Yance. And the sun is here.
Carter, pardon me. Pardon me, quick.
What's the matter, Mr. Woodman? Missed a payment on your tie?
Oh, it's worse than that. Mrs. Fishbeck is trailing me. She's going to ask me to go to that dance.
Mr. Woodman, if there's one thing you are not, it's a sweatheart. Mr. Woodman?
Hi there.
What's wrong with Miss Fishbeck?
What's wrong with Miss Fishbeck? Nothing that a big brown paper bag over her head wouldn't cure.
You know, Mr. Woodman, you'd probably be better off staying home and playing strip solitaire.
Epstein, get bent.
Check it for me, will you? Try to see if the coast is clear.
I don't believe it. All right, Louie, you can make a run.
Thanks, Carter. I guess this is it. Goodbye.
So, Vinny, who you going with to the dance?
Well, I ain't decided yet who I'm going to let pick me. I may have to hold a raffle.
I think that the Sadie Hawkins idea is a terrific one. It is high time the tables were turned. And girls found out what it feels like to get turned down for a date. I am not easy.
Hey, Arnold.
Oh, yes! Yes, yes! I would love to go to the dance with you. We'll dance the night away.
Arnold, I just wanted to borrow your pencil.
Oh. So here.
Oh, Arnold. I take it you don't have a date yet.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Mr. Carter, could I rent the missus for Saturday night?
Hey, Arnold, give me a break. I mean, she still might ask me. All right.
Bye-bye. Wait up.
Come on, Epstein.
Bye.
See you. Let's go. Don't forget your social studies homework.
Mr. Carter, even though I think this whole Sadie Hawkins thing is a stupid idea, I think I should give Arnold a few pointers on getting a date. Come over here. Come over here. Now, the first thing you gotta do is a Vinnie Barbarino look. Okay? Your hair, for instance. Very casual. It should look like it's being blown by unseen winds.
How's that?
Yeah, it looks better. All right, the second is Vinnie Barbarino stance, okay? Now, when you're with a girl, you don't want to let her know that you're there, right? Very nonchalant, okay? Keep your eyes closed. Stand in the corner.
Vinnie, you're going to give yourself a third-degree corduroy burn.
All right, now loosen up. We gotta loosen up here, all right? All right. Start your necks.
Start to feel who you are. I say the ba 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 Burino, ba 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 Burino, ba 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 ba.
I'm sorry, Arnold. I got carried away with myself.
I think your pants are under arrest.
You want me to try?
Yeah, would you do that? Yeah, come on.
Start to feel who you are. I said a ho, ho, ho!
Boy, I hope that works better for him than it does for me.
What are you talking about, Vin?
I don't got a date yet for that stupid dance. Me, Vinnie Barbarino.
Nobody's asked you?
I know. I can't believe it. Hey, you want to tell one of the guys, will you?
No, Vinnie.
Oh, that's good. I knew you'd understand. You know, because you're older and you're married. And your life is pretty much over now. Well, I mean, like, as far as the fun part goes.
I know what you mean, Vinny. You know what I do for a good time now? I go down to the Cutway drugstore. And I have a Maalox malt. Then for kicks, I come home and I turn on the TV. And I get undressed in front of the bionic woman.
Hi, sorry to interrupt. I just forgot my book.
Yeah, I'll make it quick. We're talking private here.
I can't understand why you're having any trouble, Vinny. You certainly do have a way with women.
I know, that's why it don't make no sense.
Vinny? When you're done in here, could I talk to you? I want to ask you something.
Yeah, maybe. If I got some time.
Oh. Okay.
Bye, Shani. Vinny?
Yeah?
What's the matter with you?
You scared me half to death.
Don't you understand what happened? Charmaine left her book here on purpose. So she should come back and ask you to go to the dance.
Well, then what stopped it?
I think it was your charming personality.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Connor.
Vinny, let me tell you a little story.
Oh, no, please. Don't tell me one of your stories.
You'll enjoy this one. When I went to school here, my best friend's name was Bonzo Moretti.
Right, I know.
All right, well, this isn't about Bonzo. It's about his sister, Betty. You got it?
Yeah, Betty Moretti.
Betty Moretti was the cutest girl in this school, but nobody ever asked her to go out because everybody thought she always had a date. So the cutest girl was sitting home alone every night.
Boy, that's some terrific story. Why don't you send it into Reader's Digest?
Well, don't you see? I mean, it's relevant to what's happening here. You don't have a date because...
Arnold?
Yeah?
Would you like to go to the Sadie Hawkins dance with me?
Sure. But would it be okay if I opened my eyes so I could see who you are? Oh, hi, Charmaine.
Boy, did I blow that one. I really blew it.
Well, Vincenzo, why don't you look on the bright side of things? Gives you Saturday night free to stay home and catch up on your homework.
Scott, don't you realize if I don't go out Saturday night, how boring my confession's gonna be? Father O'Malley looks forward to seeing me all week long.
Horseshack, huh? What are you doing?
I'm combing my hair with unseen wind.
Yo, Vinny. All right. So who's taking you to the Sadie Hawkins dance tomorrow night?
Who's going to escort our Italian stallion? And it better not be my sister.
Well, don't worry about it, Juana. Because I'm bringing a mystery guest.
All right. All right, okay now, let me guess. Is she tall?
Well, she...
Is she short?
Sort of.
Which? Tall or short?
Both.
Vinny, how could she be both?
Well, parts of her are tall and parts of her are short.
Hey, Freddie.
Yeah.
Do you think that you could kind of help me brush up on some of the new dances for the dance tomorrow night?
Oh, sure, honey. Which ones you need to learn?
All of them.
Right, okay. We're going to start with the hustle, all right?
Okay.
Okay, now the first thing I want you to do is I want you to feel your hips. Now, Arnold, not with your hand. Feel them with your head.
I don't think it'll reach.
Epstein, huh? Just watch me. Epstein, give me a beat.
Okay.
Now watch.
Okay.
Very simple, see? 1, 2, 3. Follow me. Come on, this is
okay.
1, 2, 3.
Not too fun. I got it. I got the music in me.
Hey, Mr. Woodman, I was just showing the guys here some new steps for the dance tomorrow night.
Oh. Well, I'm going to the dance myself.
Oh, yeah, I thought you wasn't going.
Well, I wasn't, but Miss Fishbeck, she caught me off guard. She hid in the faculty men's room. And when I walked in, she jumped out of a stall and popped a question. Oh, you know, Washington, I used to be a pretty good dancer myself.
Really?
Let me see that step again.
Oh, sure, Epstein, let me get that beat one more time. Oh,
well,
that's it, Woody. Come on, Woody.
Mr. Sullivan, you must be the brother that Jackson 5 don't talk about.
Carter, I'm just brushing up on the latest steps for the Sadie Hawkins dance. You resent me because I'm with it, and you're not.
Like to play homeroom. Hi, kids.
Vinny, why aren't you downstairs with everybody else?
Julie, would you excuse me for a minute?
Sure. See you later, honey.
Vinny, what are you doing here? Come on, let's go down to the dance.
I just can't, Mr. Cotton, not without a date. I mean, the guys would be so disappointed in me. I mean, you got no idea what kind of pressure I'm under being a living legend.
Vinny, being a ladies' man doesn't make you a man. It takes more guts to go down there and face your friends without a date than it does to stay up here alone and hide.
I don't know about that.
Believe me, Vinny, your friends will understand.
You really think so?
Vinny, look on this globe. There's a place here called Iran. I want to tell you a story about a guy in Iran.
No! No! No more stories! I'll do anything you want. I'll go to the dance. I'll go home. I'll do my homework. But no more stories!
I'm not as young as I used to be.
Ah, go on, Mr. Woodman. You were never young.
I had to pay Washington a dollar to cut in. That Fishbeck never knows when to stop. Must be those orthopedic shoes.
You need a drink.
Oh, come on, Michael. Let's boogie.
I broke my boogie. Hey, Vinny. Hey, Vinny. Hey, yo, Vinny, where is she?
What?
Your date.
Don't got one.
Oh, that's so funny. I just heard Vinny Barbarino say he don't got a date.
That's right, Arnold. I don't got a date. And on account of that, I was afraid to come here and show up in front of you guys.
Oh, Vinny, Vinny, Vinny. Hey, it's okay. You showed me how to act with a date. I could show you how to act without a date.
See, Vinny, your friends understand.
Hey, Mr. Carter is right. A thing like that could happen to anybody, Vinny. We understand. Hey, don't we, Juan?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we all understand, and you ladies understand, too, don't you?
What a coincidence, Vinny. There's somebody else here without a date.
Who?
Vinny!
Julie, ever say about my Uncle Atlas? He used to play handball every afternoon with this guy, Morty. 20 years he played handball. Now, one day, they're in the locker room after the handball game, and his friend Morty, the guy he plays handball with, is putting on a girdle.
Morty is putting on a girdle?
That's what my Uncle Atlas said. Morty, you're putting on a girdle. How long have you been wearing a girdle? Morty said, ever since my wife found it in a glove compartment of my car.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. We need Jack.